Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. Thank you for tuning in again, week 2 of July, and we're continuing with our theme, Going to Court in Queensland. However, today, we are actually looking at how to avoid going to court. So looking at pre-court steps that you should take. As a start, the number one thing I want to really emphasize is get legal representatives involved early. The things that I'm going to suggest to you in this podcast will not have the same effect if you go ahead and do them without understanding your rights, your obligations. I often have people coming to me that are in a dispute or a dispute has started and they have been trying to resolve it themselves. And I understand why you would do that 100%. But in the course of doing that, they have conceded some points. They have misinterpreted the law or their obligations or the other party's obligations under the contract. And they're really, unfortunately, showing their hand just too early. And it's really hard for me to come back from that. I can't come over the top of that and issue a fresh letter of demand asserting different positions that my client has already asserted. It's actually very difficult. So the number one thing that I want you to get out of this is the best person to avoid you going to court is, funnily enough, a very well-experienced and well-trained disputes lawyer, like myself, okay? Highly trained in it. That's what I like doing. So if you are in contemplation of a dispute or you think that's going to happen, you really need to ensure that you're getting legal advice early. So I'm going to start from the kind of starting point of some pre-court steps and a starting point and then get more extreme, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So the first thing is communicating directly with the party. A lot of disputes I find are just pure miscommunication or somebody has done something to annoy the other person and get them offside. And this has blown up into something that it shouldn't be. So my first real step is like communication. Have you communicated your concerns to the other person? Have they communicated their concerns and what they feel is happening? Are your interests aligned? Are you both incorrect? You know, does the agreement say what you both think? And this is why you need to get legal advice early, because in that communication, you can really set it up for the next steps properly if you understand your rights and your obligations. So communication is always a great first step. The next thing you need to do, if that doesn't work, is look at the dispute resolution clauses that might be in your agreement or your contract. A lot of standard form agreements or contracts will have dispute resolution clauses in them, and it dictates how a dispute is meant to be resolved. It goes along the lines of generally, you need to tell the other person you're in a dispute, they need to appoint someone, you have 5 days to try to settle it. If that doesn't work, you go to mediation. And if that doesn't work, then you're allowed to essentially start proceedings. A lot of agreements have that. Business sale contracts is one. Shareholders agreements often have them. A lot of terms and conditions I find for clients in contracts when they're purchasing goods or providing services have a dispute resolution clause. It's a great way to avoid going to court, and that is actually its purpose. It's in there for the parties to find a very clear way to try to resolve the dispute without the need to go to court. So looking at your dispute resolution clause is very important. You need to follow them exactly, which is why I also recommend you having legal advice at that point. The third thing that we do, and this is particularly if there's not a dispute resolution clause, is a letter of demand. So a letter outlining your view and demanding payment of an amount of money. Very standard. I do a lot of letter of demands. I get a lot of inquiries about letter demands, and I'm sure you've heard of one before. I find that they are really good if you get engagement from the other side. So the idea of the letter of demand is really about getting some kind of engagement so that you can resolve the dispute. On the flip side, how will you ever know whether they're going to engage? And that's also what I say to clients as well. I'm happy to send the letter of demand. We can definitely send it. We should send it before going to court to show the court that we have, you know, demanded this money or we have tried to take some steps. But the problem is that if there's no engagement, there's nothing really you can do. It's not enforceable. It's just a step to take before starting court proceedings. So those are three things that you really can look at with your lawyer, hopefully me, about to avoid going to court. They're very simple, they're very basic, but they're really important that you set yourself up properly, understand your rights and your obligations. If I have someone come to me with a dispute and I feel like they don't understand their rights and obligations, the first thing that I will suggest is an advice so that you know your position. Because the reality is, if you don't have that advice, understanding your, you know, rights or your liability that you might have, you can take the wrong step and that can cost you a lot down the track. So these are all really important things to do. If you're in a dispute or know somebody that is, hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can go through it. We can talk about some of these steps, my viewpoint, and also what going to court would look like, because that's always a nice way to encourage people to take some pre-court steps. I am not whatsoever afraid of going to court. I would like to make that very clear. In fact, going to court is like my favorite place. I love sitting there. I love being before a judge. I love it. It's like the drama of it. You know, in my view, this is like one of the key places laws are made in Queensland. But I will do everything in my power to ensure that my clients don't have to take those steps, because the reality is it is expensive, it is time intensive, and it's stressful. It is very stressful. So thank you for listening today. I'm not that efficient. Next week, we're going to talk about the costs of going to court and why it's so expensive. So you should definitely tune into that. Thank you again for listening. I'm so appreciative. Have a great week and I'll speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.